as we come towards this, we get away from Purim, it looks like there's no connection any time now between Purim and Parsha Chodesh, but that is not the case. It says in the Pasuk in the Megillah, Vayom melech lachachomim yodehu itim. The king spoke to the wise men, those who know the times. So who were these yodehu itim? So there's Peshatim, they were astrologers, advisors of the king. Some say, the Arachim says, B'nei Yisachar. And some say, K'nal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, he asked the Sanhedrin, the Chachamim. So what's that got to do with what's going on in the Megillah story? Why do you need to ask the Chachamim? Yodeh Itim, right? He's just fallen out with his wife. His wife has a cup. What's it got to do with them? So the Yaros Devash says as follows. So on that day, when Achashverosh asked, it was the first day of Pesach. How do you know? Because it says, Bishnash Sholosh Lamolcha Osa Mishteh. In the third year of his reign, he made a Mishteh. So they count, the Goyim count from Tishri. We count from Nisan. Malchus Olam count from Tishri. So therefore, the Suda started first day Rosh Hashanah. And it says, Yomim Rabim Shmonim Asyo. Yomim Rabim, then 180 days. So Yomim is a plural, that's two, because it's more than one. Rabim has to be more than Yomim, so that's three. Two and three is five. Plus 180 is 185 days. So if you take 185 days from beginning of Rosh Hashanah, you get to a week before Pesach. Then it said the king made a Mishteh Shivas Yomim. So the Mishteh finished on first day Pesach. The first day Pesach, and that's when he asked. Now, Vashti was a daughter of Belshazzar, and she should have seen the writing was on the wall, but she didn't take the hint. And when was he killed? He was killed on the night of Pesach when he used the Kalim. So Achashverosh is trying to find out a way out for Vashti. He wouldn't have to kill her, this, that, and the other. So why ask the Yodoyotim? So if you work it out, you come all the way from Rosh Hashanah up to Pesach. But she had Yahrzeit on that night. So maybe you can't blame her for not coming. She had Yahrzeit. You feel sorry for her. Yeah? All clear so far? Vashti had Yahrzeit for her father on the night, on the day where Achashverosh called her to the party. Yeah, she had Yahrzeit that night. Achashverosh is trying to give a get out for her. Yeah? You with me or not?
No, really.
Vashti had Yahrzeit for her father on the first day Pesach. First day Pesach, Achashverosh called the Yodel Itim. Right? It was the 15th of Nisan.
Sorry, who had Yahrzeit
for her father? Vashti had Yahrzeit for father Belshazzar. No. It was a daughter. There was a son of Nebuchadnezzar. The grandson. She was a fourth generation from Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar was her father, right? So fine. So maybe she had Yahrzeit or not. Why did they call the Yodel Itim? To find out if it was a leap year or not. If it's not a leap year, then it's Taka Yahrzeit. If it is a leap year, it's only 15th of Adar. It's a whole different story altogether. So that's a quick vote on that. Now our speaker is here. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Wednesday, Kavvov Adar, 26th of March. Rabbi Binyamin Chodi Shlita. Chodesh Nissan. This week's Torah is sponsored by families Bar and Mokhtan, Lechoed Tzimcha Nisun of Eliana Bar, Shetichia, and Alex Mokhtan. And the Chasta takes place tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, Yehi Rotzen Shem Nebayas, Neymar, Yisrael Hashem, Lissilo, Lissus Hashem, Vachayelim, Bamelchomo, Sheikh Surud Votem, Lisholom, Bim Heiro.
Pleasure to be here to share the Torah, Be'ez Hashem. We're about to embark on Chodesh Nisan. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo Ayay Masha Moshe Bel Aaron Beretz Yisrael Leima HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. The Medrash tells us on this pasuk, Ashrei Hagoy Asher Hashem Elokav. Praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem is Elokav. Why? Because Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boilomai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Kova Boi Roshei Chodoshim V'Shonim. Hashem was Kiveya, the Shonim, the months, there's a Seda Hashana, the Bria. Ukshabacha B'Yakov Abonav, Kova Boi Roish Chodoshim Shal Gu'ula. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yaakov and his children to be Klal Yisrael, he was Kiveya, he fixed Rosh Chodashim, i.e. Nisan, Shal Geula. Shaboy Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, Uboy Asidin Ligoel. Because it says in the Pasuk in Micha, Kimei Tzeitzacha Meret Shayim Eredin Neflois, there's going to be future miracles in the same Zman. Uboy Noilad Yitzchok, Uboy Nekad, Uboy Kibel Yaakov Isabrochis. In other words, the Medrash is telling us that Chodesh Nisan is not randomly a month that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Chodesh Nisan is a month of Shefa, Menashamayim, both Baruchnias, both Begashmias. It's Boi Noilad Yitzchak, Nekad, which is obviously Ruchnias, Yakikurus Abrochis is also the Gashmias. And Boi Asidin Ligoel is everything coming together and going back to where we belong. It's a Chodesh which is full of opportunity, full of a Shefa Bracha. We know that there's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the blossoms that can start already now in Chodesh Nisan, because that's when you can see a Pri Ha'ilon, which is budding with a blossom, and there's going to be a Pri from there. So there's an Indian in the concept, the Nisan. We have this Haschala Bracha, which buds and it comes into fruition for us to utilize that more. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chiddush, if you look in Halacha, you'll see we don't say Tachanun the entire Chiddush Nisan. And the most poskim can take on, Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah brings it to Halacha, that it's because Rav of the Chiddush is B'Kedusha. We have the Nisim, 12 Nisim, we have Erev Pesach, we have Pesach, we have Isru Chag. So because Rav of the Chodesh has Kedusha to it, so the whole of Nisan gets schlepped along. Tovla Tzadik, Tovla Shcheinai. Right? Aruch HaShulchan suggests, perhaps it's more than that. Perhaps the entire entity of Chodesh Nisan, the Medrash is telling us that it's a Chodesh of Bracha. It's a Chodesh for Klal Yisrael. It's Lochem. It's unique to Klal Yisrael, therefore the whole Chodesh is affected by that. It's not just finished after Pesach. No, the whole Chodesh has in it this potential of fruition, and Memele every day has this Kedusha that you don't say Tachanun the whole Chodesh because of that. It's the Chodesh of Aruch HaShulchan. The Ramban al HaTorah also discusses this idea that the Chodesh of Nisan, which is the Chodesh of Geula, is particular for Klal Yisrael, the Rachayim, the Kliyakar, they all speak about this quality, this uniqueness that Klal Yisrael have, that we're connected to Nisan. We know that the Mitzrayim were Oved Atleh, that was the Avodah Zarah, so much so that they got shocked when they saw Klal Yisrael taking Atleh for the Korban Pesach, and they said, what are you doing? So the whole Nesach of the Shabbos HaGadol came as a result of that. And the Aruch Shulchan says, Klal Yisrael, in the Schus of the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapech, the Seh, which seemed like it was in control, because that was Paro looked up to the Tzayin, you know, Ashtarois, they're the wealth, the Pasuk says that Tzayin are Ashtarois, they provide wealth, right? He looked up to the Seh, that's the muzzle that provides all the Shefa Bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Pum Faket. It's not the Seh. The Seh will be shechted. It will be used as a carbon. But it's really all about the connection between Kudsh Abichu, Yisrael, Veraisa, Chatu. So the Ramban tells us that there's a mitzvah to use this Chodesh. Not just to say and designate it as a Chodesh of Geula, but rather the whole year you're supposed to connect to the fact that we are have this unique opportunity to connect to the Geula, and every Chodesh there's a Din Minyan, Iyah is the second Chodesh, and so on and so forth. Not just Nisan, Iyah, Sivan, Tammuz, which we're familiar with from Sukkim in Tanakh, the Chodoshim have those names, right? The Ramban says that primarily in Torah Shabbat Sav, they only had 1, 2, 3. There was no such thing as Nisan, Iyah, Sivan, Tammuz. Those names, Be'etzem, came in Golos, right? And says the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to be Moine Chodoshim from Nisan. Why? Because whenever you're Moine the Chodesh, you get up to Tammuz, you're still remembering how many Chodoshim is from Nisan, because that's the Chodesh that brought all the Shefa Bracha as a result of connecting to the Gula of Mitzrayim and realizing all the miracles Akash Baruch Hu did for us. So we see Hashkachas Hashem. We have that unique opportunity that every Chodesh, how many Chodoshim is it from Nisan? How many? We're always remembering that Gula from Nisan, that Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban also tells us there's a mitzvah to count days for Shabbos. We say in Shishol Yom, Echad, Rishon, Sheni, 7 days of the week, right? He says that's also, there's a mitzvah to be Moine for Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan points out in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that there's 7 times in the Torah we find that the mitzvah of Shabbos is mentioned. B'shalach, Yisroi, Mishpatim, Kisisa, Vayakel, which we just did, Emma, Vaeschanan. 7 times. Unbelievable insight. Lahayrois, Shekol Shiva, Yemei, HaShavua, B'Shabbos, Tulon. 7 times. Every day of the week is connected to Shabbos. We know, it happens to be, there's a machlokes between B'Shamay and B'Shillel. If a person finds food, should he dedicate it to Shabbos already on Sunday or Monday? Machlokes, Shamay and B'Shillel. But everyone agrees, there's a mitzvah to be Moine for Shabbos, Mitzad the Yom itself, that every day has this connection to Shabbos. And therefore, there's this inyan of Bimoyne for Chodoshim, Mitzad the Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's also Mitzad to Bimoyne for Shabbos, which is the Emunah in the Bria of the Olam, which is two Be'etzem different Akudas. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, really they come together. You can't have one without the other. Dava da achasi. If you're willing to see the Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to believe that he's the mom, he's the Bayre. It's his world. He's been Mashkiach in the world. So much so, he points out that usually Shabbos is mentioned before the Yom Tovim. Whenever Shabbos is mentioned, it's mentioned before the Yom Tovim. So Emma, for example, is mentioned before the Yom Tovim. In Parash Kisisa, it says Eschak Hamatzis Tishma. We learn this on Chol HaMoed. And then it says, Sheish Yom Tavod V'Yomashvi Tishbois. Why is that? Why is there a switch to order? It tells us about Yonta before it says Shabbos. It says, Aruch HaShulchan, beautiful. He says, the Torah is telling us that in order for Chag HaMatzis to be a Chag HaMatzis, in order for the Mayadim to be alive in terms of us, it also needs the Emunah in Shabbos. If you're not a Ma'amen, that there's a Bria, then it doesn't make sense to be Ma'amen, that Akash Baruch is Mashkiach with all the Nisim, with all the particular divine control in the world. It only makes sense to do that if you're Ma'amen in the Bria in itself. And therefore, that's the Remez in the Torah. There's actually a hybrid. They come together on Shabbos HaGadol, like we mentioned earlier, because there's a Medrash that says that Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Obviously, they weren't Mitzvah on Shabbos, but they kept Shabbos, they kept the derises of Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masada with Paro. They have 1 day a week that they wouldn't work. It was Masada that Shabbos is a day of Menucha. So it wasn't just Pu'ulas that they didn't do, it was also a Menucha Sanefesh that they could refocus to a certain extent, which is a Merdek Echidosh, that they already experienced Shabbos in Mitzrayim before the Mitzvah. And so much so, says the Prisha, that when Klal Yisrael tied the Korban Pesach on their beds, the Mitzrayim said to Klal Yisrael, what are you doing? You can't tie on Shabbos. It's Asa. And they thought they were doing Kesher Shor Kayama, because they didn't realize they were going to be untying it. So they're like, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. So the only reason why they had the Kasha, says the Prisha, is because the Mitzrayim turned Klal Yisrael said, it's Shabbos. You keep Shabbos. So what are you doing? What was the answer, Moridik? The answer was, it's not Kesher Shel Kayama. Because we're going to be detaching it from the Mitzah and shechting it. Ah, Kesher Shel Kayama is Mutter Min HaTorah. They didn't yet keep the Drabonans. They weren't yet Shomer Shabbos to the highest extent. They kept the Ikar Lama Tes Melachos. So because in the S'chus of being Shomer Shabbos, in terms of the Neshama, so to speak, not Mitzah the Mitzvah, that the internal, the primus of Shabbos they kept, and therefore that's why they kept Shabbos practically, they were actually zoiche for the Mitzrayim to be so shell-shocked by what they were doing, and that came across as the nes. So you see, there's a chiv of the Minchas Yitzchok as well, in Chelek Chesem and Tadivov. He speaks about this point based on the Medrash, that Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos, and therefore together, this hybrid came into being. Practically speaking, this Ramban that says there's a mitzvah to Yimayne from Nisan is discussed in relevance to Halacha Lemaisa. The Pashtus is from the Ramban that even though they were Olam B'Bavel for Baya Sheni and they brought up with them names Nisan Iyah Sivan, but Pashtus, the fact that we're Moina 1, 2, 3 didn't go away. If it's a mitzvah say deraisa, for all the chadoshim to be centered around Nisan, then that should stay. However, the Spalo Ikrim, Imam Gimel Perek Tazayin, is Mechadish, it stopped. It was only a temporary mitzvah, which the Binyan Shloima and Chivas and Simon Chofes, written by the Cheshek Shloima, he says it's very, very difficult to understand that, because if it's a mitzvah say, then mitzvahs don't change. Ein yochel lechadish b'davar. He wants to suggest, he's matzmiah, the Rambam doesn't bring down this mitzvah, to always count, whenever you get to a chodesh, to always say it's whatever month it is from Nisan. So he's matzmiah, why the Rambam didn't mention it. The Rambam brings down the mitzvah, chodesh alechem rish chodoshem, is a mitzvah of kiddush achodesh. I think it's a mitzvah kufnun gimel, maybe kufnun zayin. So says the Binyan Shloima, that the Rambam, and the Rambam, more than that, so he says, the Ramban, he always mentions mitzvah, so the Rambam missed out. There's a sefer of the Ramban, that he was masik on the Rambam, the mitzvah say that he doesn't count. The Ramban Shtasi should have said that this is a mitzvah say. Says the Binyan Shloima, no. He says a chiddush, says that maybe it's a detail in the mitzvah of kiddush achidush. It's not stammered din. Whenever you talk about chadoshim, always mention how many months it is from Nisan. Rather, it's a prat in the mitzvah of kiddush achidush. When based on Makadosh the Chodesh, they have a mitzvah to declare how many chadoshim is from Nisan. That's basically what the Binyan Shloima wants to suggest. However, he leaves it open. He says that if that's true, when we do Mavarach HaChodesh, what we're really doing is replicating the mitzvah of kiddush achidush. If that's true, whenever we do Mavarach HaChodesh, we should mention it's going to be Nisan, which is the first month. It's going to be Iyar, which is the second month. We never mention, we just say, Chodesh Iyar Yiyar B'Yoyim. We don't mention that it's going to be the second or the third Chodesh on Nisan. If it's a din in Kiddush HaChodesh, right, or even if it isn't, but it's still a din to be Moina the Chodesh, then we should be Makbid to be Maskerit. See, Lamais the Bin Shloima concludes that it seems from the Poiskim that this mitzvah of the Ramban is not Halacha Lamaisa. The Poiskim don't mention it, it's not brought to Shulchan Aruch. However, him and the Ababonel, the Bala Ikrim, the Ababonel, Al HaTaira, they all agree with him. Then Yaakov and Megillah, Takatayna's with Bala Ikrim, how can you say the mitzvah changes? He says the mitzvah only applied until they came up with Nisani as Sivan Tamas. He said, we say we find in the Megillah's Esther, right? All the Psukim in the Megillah says, about Esther, it says the Chodesh, and it says B'Chodesh HaSheni, or B'Chodesh HaSheni. Oh, it says that, B'Chodesh HaShvi. Oh. So evidently, the mitzvah still applies. It always, the Torah, the Tanakh, is makpid to mention how many months it is from Nisan, even when the Chodoshim had other names. So, he says it's difficult to say that the mitzvah changed. However, the Maram Chaviv and Sefer Get Poshet, and Evan Oezis, and Kuv Chavav, Sif, Lamed, Sifkata Lamed Hey, says the main din is not to change to different Seder, which is really, it's not really a din in Nisan Iyas Sivan Be'etzem is that you shouldn't do a different minyan, which where this comes from is that people are makbid when they write a date. You don't write one or two as the English dates, because then you're changing the minyan. People write, I don't know, let's say you do Feb. I heard that some people don't even do February because it's you're saying a full name, which is really a different minyan. So you say it briefly, if you can. It's not always easy to do it. Sometimes different documents require different things. But there is an Indian, based on this Ramban, to makbid on that. However, Lemaisa, because you see from the Binyan Shleimer, he says that the poskim, the paskim, like the Ramban. So therefore, there is mokim to say that it doesn't really mamish apply. Menchas Chelech also says in Mitzvah Shin Yud Aleph that he's matmi on the Rambam, and he takes on the lechayer. There should be a mitzvah. So there is enough on either side to either be makbid on it or to say that maybe it doesn't apply so much. But the kash of the Binyan Shleimer, why we don't say it in Mevarchim Achayit, is quite a strong question. So we have this mitzvah of Nisan. There's another interesting thing that we do in Chodesh Nisan. And that is the minag of Kimcha de Pischa. Very, very interesting thing to do, that we give money. The Shulchan Aruch tells us specifically in Chodesh Nisan to do this. We don't find this halacha mentioned, or this minag mentioned in any other, in terms of any other yontif. Levaisa, the chivas of the Mishnah's Yaivitz, Simavov, Simazam, Arachaim, he's mechadish that it's a din in Simchas Yontif, that the Rambam says that if anyone who doesn't give to the Aniyim to enjoy Yontif, then when you eat your own food on Yontif, you're doing Simchas Kureisai and not Simchas Mitzah. It's a very sharp lashon of the Rambam. And he says to experience the true Mitzah Simchas Yontif is only when you care about other people. And Memela, Zog Mishnas Yaivetz, it's a Dalach and Simchas Yontif. Nothing to do with Pesach per se. So why is it mentioned in Pesach? Because Pesach is the first one of the Moedim. So the Shulchan Aruch Shtazavek in Pesach, which is the first one. It could be, however, there's an additional point here, both Lalocha and the Hashkafic message. The Makar of this Minag, there's a festival, there's a Kasha asked. The Shatzin brings a kasha from the base David that the Ramah says the minag is to give kemach, minhag. So he asks, the Lamaisa, there's a Gemara, there's a Rishalmi in Baba Basra, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, where the Rishalmi says there's a mas, there was a tax, there's a chiyuv given on people. If you live in a place for Yud Beis Chodesh, or if the Oni has been here for Yud Beis Chodesh, there's a tax to give. If it's a chiv, then why is it called a minhag? Why does Ramah call it a minhag? So says the Mishnah Berurah, very nice answer, that the chiv wasn't kemach, wasn't chitim. The chiv was primarily money. Give money to the poor. But the minhag was to go beyond that. The minhag was to give something which is makariv hanasa, which is you give something which they can easily benefit from. Money, you have to go to the shop, right? So he says, if the oni can easily bake matzahs, give him flour. If he can't, then just give him matzah. So the minhag is taking this din a stage further, that not just to give, but to give something that he can easily benefit from. The lashon of the Rishalmi is bein lissa, bein litain, is Yud Beis Chodesh. What's the lashon of lissa? So the Ritvaz says on the Rishalmi, lissa means to be noisei ba'ol imaniyim. Lashon of noisei ba'ol, to care about them. I saw that we know that on Seder night, the minag, the mitzvah, is that the Baal HaBayis of the Baal HaSeder, he's the one that benches. Right? Why? Because Tov Ayin Yevorach. He's the one, he welcomed people into his house, right? So he gets the covet.
Rather than king.
Sorry?
Rather than physical.
Correct.
Yeah?
I believe so. Yeah. So you might have to ask Rishos, but yeah, it's his mitzvah. So the kasha is, Yeah, the whole year round we're busy inviting guests. Right? You only see the Tov Ayin on Seder night. Zok to Ravram Gurvich Shlita. Hubba ba Zichroin Moshe ala Taira, the Sefer of Rabbi Zvi Rosenbaum Shlita. Like Zungten Stark. Is that state da that in a Chanami, usually you invite people to your house. Yeah, but to me and you, we pick and choose. We don't want the tramp. We want a guy who you feel you have shyness to, a guy you know, a guy you feel you can trust. We pick, right? We come up with gedorim. Obviously, it's very beautiful to do tzedakah, chas v'shalom, to merdik a mitzvah, to do achnas zarechem. But there's a certain element during the year where we are deciding who it should be. And the concept of judgment is something that people do. Obviously, it's something we shouldn't do. But it's on Seder night, kol dich ben yesev yechel. Everyone. There's no one who should be excluded, right? And in a chanami, there are taka houses, which are taka mole, of those random people who you never would otherwise invite to your house. There's a shefa, we said it before, Nissan is a shefa bracha. It's bonim atem l'ashem l'keichem. It's Ashrei Agoy Asher Hashem Aleichav. It's about the nation of Klal Yisrael. So that's a Tov Ayin Yevorach. If you don't differentiate between Reuven and Shimon, you don't say, I'm giving to him because of this and this and the reason. I heard that his sister's cousin did this to my next door neighbor, therefore, no. Kol Dich Ben Yisiv Yeichal. It's everyone. We're all together. We're all in the Chabura. We're all going out and trying together. That's Tov Ayin Yevorach. Then he gets the Schus. The Shatzian, if you look in the Shatzian, in this halacha, he's most of one prat. He says that, why does the Ramah mention the minag of Kimcha de Pischa, which is a mitzvah in Nisan, which the Ramah brings on halacha of Sholim v'Doshin, which means you're supposed to be osuk in the mitzvahs as much as you can that are relevant to Pesach already now, and that includes writing about these aniyim. He says a chiddush. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to worry about the Simchas Yontif, which is that prat is similar to the Mishnah Yaivitz, that you should include them in the Simcha of Yontif. But then he's most of another Nakuda. He says, we want that Niyim to Makayim Mitzah Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim with Simcha. He says, if the Oni knows that he's got his whole Yontif sorted, they brought him packages. He can't afford it, but people have been worrying about him. People have been giving him all these matonas. He feels this element of sipuk, he feels a menuch sanefesh, so the Shatzin, he can makayim mitzah sipuk yitz mitzrayim b'simcha. Which means the Shatzin is telling us, it's not stomach din to make him happy. If he's happy, you're happy, it comes a simcha shal mitzvah, and we're all the same, and therefore that's your mitzvah. It's much more than that. It's that he can makayim his mitzah sipuk yitz mitzrayim b'simcha, which means the Seder night becomes a different Seder night, because he can do his mitzvah ben adam l'makom with menuchas hanefesh, because he knows he's got his food. And I think that's quite a big chiddush. It's not stunned that he's got food and he's happy with his gashmias, and the gashmias is giving him what he provides, right? The emes says that emet bracha is mechadesh, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Siddur Purim, there, the mishnah in itself is the mitzvah. It's the hanah itself. It's the eating. That in itself is the mitzvah. When it comes to Simchas Yontif, the Rambam says that it's Simcha Shel Mokim, and I only have Simcha Shel Mokim if I give to everyone. The pshat is, the boss of a yayin is a chetimtza to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is really Hashem. Right? The chatzi lochem is just so that if I've got my food, and I've got my wine, I've got my geshmak of food, now I can find it even easier to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not primarily that in the Mishnah. That, maybe that's what the Shatzin means. He's saying that it's not just about the enjoyment of the Yontif. It's not just about the boss of the Yayin. It's about the fact, not just that he has the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, but he actually can makayim mitzvahs Lel HaSeder in a better way. The more menucha the Oni has, the more Yishvat Das he has, the more he can focus on mitzvah of Sipas Yisrael Shayin. And that's what I've got to worry about. So, in Achnami, he might not be in my house. I say Kol Dich and Yisrael V'Yechol, but he might not be there. He might be somewhere else. He might be in his own house. But upon him, I've worried about him. And if I'm so worried about his, not just his Gashmis, also his Ruchnius, then that's a true Zman Simchaseinu. But we have this Chaydesh of Geula, which is both Beruchnis and Begashmias. Not only should we worry about ourselves, we worry about others. And perhaps, you know, as you said at the beginning of the Shayr, that unfortunately there's members of Klal Yisrael who are not where they're supposed to be. They're b'shivya, and they're suffering, right? And we daven every day. Perhaps there's a message here in Kimcha the Pischa, just like we don't pick and choose, everyone's the same. So we don't judge, this Yid Zazai. No. If he needs help, it makes a difference in terms of Ruchnius, where he's holding. On the contrary, maybe by helping him, he'll become Azar, Kutu Yid, right? Learning, doing Chesed, doing Mitzvahs, doing Torah. That's not for us to judge. If there's a Yid who's B'tzah, then we need to be Noise Ba'ol to as much as we can. And there's chus of preparing for the Yom Tov Pesach, writing obviously about ourselves, writing about our wives, writing about our families, but also writing about everyone around us, if we can afford it, as much as we can give, then collectively together, we'll Be'ez Hashem experience the Shefa Brocha Ben HaShemayim. And this year, Be'ez Hashem, which we zoichet, to take a go to Shalayim together, and be eat a Korban Pesach.
I'm going to go ahead.